Hey guys and girls, this is Tiggy, and throughout this episode, our producer Antoinette was not monitoring the levels of our voices, and that actually caused a little echo throughout the podcast. We do apologize. Please send all hate, as I'm sure to Illinois. Send it all at driver's backseat, and make sure you tell Antoinette off. And anyways, jam-packed episode. We talk hypotheticals, Helen Keller, we got a Netflix pick, as well as Game of the Week. Three, two, one. That was a good clap.
That was good. We're dialed.
There we go. Hello, hello, and we are back in the backseat once again, week two. And I tell you, I feel like it's been quite a long time.
It has been. I feel like it's been like a month since we did the first pod.
Yeah, I woke up Wednesday. I was just juicing with energy.
I was amped. I was amped all night. I had trouble going to bed that night, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Thank God I didn't have a piss test the next morning, because I don't know if I was passing. I was just hopped up on adrenaline, and, you know, I kind of just rode that into the weekend, and it got a little wild.
Yeah, you had a good time. You had a good time in the WVU game, right?
So that was my pick, WVU, -6.5, or -6. They ended up winning by 7. I knew it was gonna happen. Me in the building, always a good luck charm. Didn't actually go to the game. Tried to scalp tickets for $20, didn't end up working. I mean, it was a poor plan. But, you know, I tell you, these seltzer waters, these hard seltzers, they get me every time, all right? I fall for the trap. I end up drinking. I don't even want to count because, you know, that's just not cool. It's not a cool thing to count drinks. But, you know, didn't eat enough food and, you know, ended up losing a bit of it towards the end there twice before I left. And, you know, the next day I ended up losing a pound, so...
All good.
Pretty good overall. But
what more do you want?
Yeah, no. W win 1-0 on the picks, and how'd it go for you? I saw you actually went to Chipotle as well.
I did, and some people slid up, Michael Stillings, and asked me if I went all the way to Nashville, referring to last week's pod. I did not, only Knoxville, which is an hour away, which still was kind of brutal. But it was very good. Pretty much just been hanging out in the room though.
Yeah.
Watching a lot of Netflix, which we'll get into those picks later.
Yeah.
And pretty much just not leaving my my couch, just hanging out and enjoying the time off that I have.
That's good. That was part of my end with the lazy Sunday with football.
Yeah, I didn't watch. I did watch a little football. I have to admit.
Well, you know,
going a little back and forth, but
I'm glad you're jumping out of your comfort zone. All right.
Uh huh.
That's what college is all about.
Yeah.
And, actually, when I was down at WVU, we saw a lot of listeners, and they had great, you know, not recommendations. They had a lot of, what's the word? Not criticisms. Feedback. Thank
That's
you very
the word.
Much.
Comments.
Thank
comments.
You very much. Ones and twos.
Had ratings. Some
comments
ratings.
And feedback. And, I was kind of thinking, it kind of goes a lot with, I think we already knew our pros and cons of our first show. I think we knew what we did right, what we kind of need to work on as well. Pros, I thought, well, let me think, what do you think was our top pro?
I think the pro and the con were pretty much the same thing, which I know sounds kind of, you know, backwards, but I think the pro was definitely the John story. I think the John story is hilarious, got a lot of good feedback from that. The con was you talked a little too long, Tig, for sure.
You think I talked a little too long?
Okay. A little too long. Well, no one wants to sit in the back seat and hear that for that long, you know?
You're right. That hurts the ego a little bit. I think...
You're going to change your con
right.
now. You're going to change your con
was
now.
Great. I do think the John story was great. I hate that, like, you know, every week we're probably not going to have a John story, okay? I don't have enough $20 bills to go around giving it to everyone who asked me for a $20 bill, okay? So that's unfortunate. I do think our audio was good. I think your audio was top of the line, top tier.
Shout out to you for the mic. You gave me the mic. Shout out to you.
I did give you the mic, and then I used my headset, which – does not have the best mic quality, and then my voice escalated a little bit. I was yelling a little bit. It tends to happen, and a little echo. But now we're with the blue microphone, a little better quality. So hopefully that all settles down, and it sounds really great right now.
Yeah, people told me that got them awake on their way to work, though. They like that. Yeah, that was their pro. So.
Okay, you need a little wild card in there.
Wild card, bitches!
You never know what's gonna get ramped up, and you know, we brought up John. We do have a small update from John, all right? I've been texting him. I've been trying to get in contact with him, all right? Because I want his reaction, because that's just, you know, great content, you know? I know he has my number. I know we have each other's numbers because he texted me. I made sure he texted me, so I have his number. I sent him the SoundCloud link, wished him a tremendous Labor Day, and I told him at the 10-minute mark of last show, I discussed my encounter. Love to hear back. Much love. And nothing. Absolutely nothing. Maybe he was out the pool with the kids. I don't know what was going on. And then I texted him today, John, you there? Question mark. And he comes back with wrong number.
Psych! That's the wrong number!
What are you talking about, buddy?
This guy's a legend. This guy just got you for $20 and then just did like the college and, you know, the college girl bar move. Like, hey, here's the wrong number.
Yeah. Do I know you?
Do I know you?
That's incredible.
I mean,
you should keep texting him. You should keep like, I know who you are. Send him
every
day. Yeah. Every day we're going to be on him.
Every day. I'm gonna just send the audio part and just send it to him. Just I'm going to send him that and see if I can
get clip it up. Clip it up.
Yeah. Anyways, big weeks for Twitter. I mean, a lot of stuff happening in the world around us. And I saw the tweet 18 months to save the planet. And you know, it obviously deals with global warming and all that. And you know, Amazon rainforest is just burning down allegedly, but apparently that's been debunked. Allegedly. Apparently
so
it's been debunked.
Not burning right now.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I know trees grow back, but that's not the point. But
plant
we're dealing with that. And there was, I think why it got debunked is because there was like a GoFundMe or a link that raised all this money and they tried to send it down there and they were like, no, everything's all right. So I don't know who raised this money, but we don't need it.
Maybe the Backseat Drivers podcast should start a GoFundMe for some crazy catastrophic event and then just
and then no one sees
it.
Any news about it. Yeah.
Yeah, pocket it.
That'd be good. And we do have the doors in the back seat down here as we hear some nice sounds from nature. I'm out by the pool and
the windows tick, the windows. The doors are closed.
Doors are closed.
The windows are down.
Yeah, well we might be driving, you know, a Jeep Wrangler with the doors up. You never know.
That's fair.
True. And then so anyways, all this money to Amazon, they don't want it. And what was it? Last year the Notre Dame building burned down and they sent $1 billion for the church remodeling. And you know, we're going right in and outs. This is my out. We're going right with outs.
Here we go. Out and ins. Out and ins.
Out and ins. We're going out and ins. And my out for the week is religion. Is religion. I know last episode.
Play the tape. Play the tape. Play the tape. Catholic boy Tiggy. Play the tape.
Boy, big Catholic Tiggy. We played the tape. And yes, I did say, you know, I'm a Catholic boy. I'm Catholic Tiggy. And I'm out on it. We've had so much stuff in our hometown with ex-Bishop Bransfield, who ordered $4.6 million home renovations, gave away $350,000 in gifts, and also had sexual abuse, sexual assault charges, not with minors, but just with other members of clergy. And, I mean, just so much wars and hate have started with all forms of religion all across the globe. It's just not needed. All it does is cause trouble, and all religion is supposed to do is provide, like, you know, kind of like a center of belief and, you know, just a whole lot of positivity and rebuilding and all that, and it's just, it's crazy to see where the world's at right now, but, I mean, I just think the world will be better without religion. Just be a good person. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
That's my out.
Pretty much.
That's my out. That's my out. I don't.
Yeah, well, my out's a little less thought-provoking. My out for the week is Bron going on Twitter and claiming that he's going to trademark Taco Tuesday. What a lunatic that guy thinks he is.
Taco Tuesday! Yeah. A little spit on the end.
like how much of a, are you kidding me? I'm stuttering right now because I just don't even know, how to comment on this.
I did see that as well, and I mean... I feel like you have to be...
has to be a joke, right?
You have to be Mexican, Hispanic, or... I mean, you have to be some sort of that to even make that attempt. But, of course, it's LeBron. Yeah, that's wild. That's like trying to...
Meatball Monday, Wiener Wednesday, Throwback Thursday, Philly Friday. Have it all, Bron. Have it all.
I mean, that's insane. I agree.
That's my out. I hate LeBron. I hate him.
He's off the rails, and he needs basketball. Like, I hate basketball, but that needs to come back just so he will stop posting on social media. It's
too much. The reputable sports media blog Barstool Sports always talks about how he's a closet alcoholic. And who,
sheesh.
pretty reputable there. So, I mean, I'm not saying I endorse it. I'm not saying, you know, I disagree with it, but.
I mean, that's
just showing all the facts.
About.
Just showing all the
that's
facts in the backseat.
That's something to think about. And yeah, you know, I heard he's a big Pinot guy, and you know, all right. Well, that's our outs. I got nothing else on outs, and I'm back on ins. And I know I kind of went off the rails there, but back on the ins, going completely the opposite way. My in is conforming, but we're not going to conform to religion. That's where you draw the line. That's where I draw the line. But everyone's just trying to be a big old goddamn hero on Twitter, on the internet, in the real world. Okay, we're all just trying to get through our miserable lives. Let's put our heads down and keep it moving. All right, we want to get home. We want to watch our Netflix shows, and that's it. I think
Twitter's the time to not conform. You can just sit on your keyboard. You can be chilling in your bed on the couch on Labor Day weekend and just tweeting away.
I'm with you. I can't even do that anymore. I can't even put that effort into that. I think, hot take, I would be the best slave ever. Honestly, I'd put my head down. I'd keep on working. Yes, master. Yes, sir.
I don't know if we can put this.
You don't like it?
A little too hot of a take.
I think I'd be a good slave.
I mean, you might be, but I don't know if we should put that in or not.
Yeah?
That'll take.
All right. Oh, man. I feel like our first show ran a lot smoother.
I mean, you just gotta think, dude. We've already nailed the religion. We're hitting the fucking slave / politics now, dude. We're like,
it's getting big, controversial episode.
I mean, if you want to redo it and do it, then be my guest, but...
No, I think we're good. I think we're good.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So should you do the conforming thing again, or should you just keep on going? Or should we just cut the hot take?
I think I'm done, and then you just do your end.
Okay.
We'll cut it.
Okay, so I'll start here, ready? So... Yeah, so my in for the week is Mic'd Up Pro Sports. So I don't know if you've been following. I'm a big lacrosse guy, the Premier Lacrosse League. It's a new lacrosse league started by Paul Rabel, but they mic up the players during the game. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, I think it was the NHL All-Star Game. They mic'd up the goalies,
yeah,
and it was pretty good. But it started out the first couple weeks, they would be like, you know, hey, like, what did you see there, whatever. But recently there's been some, like, a little bit of trash talk here and there, a little bit throwing shade. So I really like that in lacrosse. I can only imagine. Can you imagine, like, in football if they did that? Like Richard Sherman? Like, mic him up. Let him talk to the guys up in the booth. That would be incredible content for the NFL.
That'd be fantastic, especially, like, wide receivers. Yeah, stepping on the defensive backs, Richard Sherman, just the back and forth. And just the content they could provide. The only thing, I think last year baseball did it with preseason games. And it was really funny, like, the broadcasters were interviewing an outfielder out there, like, in the middle of pitches.
Well, I mean, you can do that in baseball. I mean, there's 5 minutes between each.
Yeah, play. I agree. But the only thing about it is I think it could maybe it could work. I mean, I'd be down for it. As the consumer of the content, I would absolutely be down for it. But I'm not sure if the players or like, the coaches especially would probably not agree with it just because they don't want
– that's true. That is true.
Even if they could control what went out, like, after the game, you
like
know,
they,
like,
yeah,
this can go
them
in.
Have the final say.
But I think, like, guys like Belichick would be like, no, like, we don't need that. Like, why would we need that? We don't.
Yeah,
need
that is true. That
you know,
is true.
They're just here to win. They're here to do their job, and you know, like, we don't need any gravy on top, for what that is.
Oh, Bill wouldn't even know. He didn't hear about Andrew Luck retiring. He'd have no clue that his players are on social media mic'd up. So we'd be good.
That is true. I saw a video today, actually. He was talking to Chad Ochocinco.
I saw that. That was hilarious.
Years ago, and he went up to Chad before the game, or Mr. Ocho, and straight up said, hey, we're going to be double covering you all tonight, so you got the night off.
I thought the best part of it was at the end, Chad was like, are you serious? And Bill's face, like, didn't even break. Like, I couldn't tell if it was, like, a joke, one of those, like, hey, you know, whatever, or if he was just dead serious. So that was, yeah, I saw that, too. That was awesome.
I don't think it was. I think he probably ended the night with, like, 2 catches, 20 yards. That was probably it. Patriots probably won by 30.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my gosh. All righty. Well, heading on to Netflix pick?
Yeah, I think so. So you can go ahead and go first here.
Okay, so moving on, my Netflix pick, and I recommend this to everyone over the age of 15. All right, I think that's where it's drawn the line. 15, Goose, I recommend you hitting this up immediately. And I try to keep recommending. It's called I'm Sorry, starring Andrea Savage. It's basically a it's basically following her. She's a comic writer, and it basically just follows her, husband, and her like 4-year-old child, or something like that. And within the first minute, it'll hook you. It has to hook you. The language, the humor, it's all there.
It's funny.
It pushes the lines. It's absolutely hysterical. It's only 20 minutes too. They only
it's
got
only 20 minutes long.
20 minutes, just like our podcast.
Man, so that's a magic number. That's a gravy number right there.
That's the gravy number. And there's only one season on Netflix. I know season 2 aired on True TV last year, so it's probably getting ready to go on Netflix shortly, and season 3 will air on cable here in maybe a month or two. But anyway, so there's this episode. Later on, it's like episode 6 or 7, and they already have one kid. They're thinking about checking out to make sure they're okay if they ever want to have a second kid down the road. So, she does her test, and the husband goes to a sperm, like, depository bank / testing site. And as like, they're waiting there, the wife, Andrea Savage, is timing each person who goes in how long it takes them.
That's incredible.
She's keeping track, and, like, the fastest was, like, 11 minutes. And somehow, like, the husband went in, and when he went in, his mother-in-law, like, FaceTimed him. And so, therefore, her face popped up, which caused it to delay his time a little bit. And so 11 minutes, I was thinking, like, how long would it take, you know, like, if we would do it? I don't think it would take 11 minutes. I think it'd probably be 4.5. 4.5 would be my max, I think.
You think?
I can get it out. I think I can get it out quicker than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's counting with the walk-in time. I'm trying to calculate it all. You got to have some videos prepped. I just think it could get a whole lot quicker. You know?
Yeah.
What about you? Hypothetically.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good question. When you said the hypothetical before the show, I was like thinking, you know, stretch this out a bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have to legit think about that.
All right.
I'll get back to you on that.
That's a question for our viewers, too. How long would it take you? In a sperm depository bank, if you're testing your semen, how long would it take you? send in your thoughts to the Twitter at Drivers Backseat, please.
Real drivers, yep.
And do you have a Netflix pick as well?
My Netflix pick. So I'm not going to go that in depth or come with any hypotheticals. I guess you know what, we could have a hypothetical, right? So this is a little audible here. So the Netflix show I picked was the movie Hush. It's on Netflix. It's a movie. It's a horror, which I'm usually like not into, but this was actually pretty good. So basically, without giving too much away, this like mass serial killer ends up like stumbling onto this woman's house in the middle of the woods, like your standard scary movie middle of the woods, and she's blind and deaf. So it kind of then he basically traps her in and is playing with her, or whatever, you know, all this stuff happens. Really good movie actually, and. My hypothetical is, what would you do if you were trapped in the house, you're blind and deaf, you're in the house, only using, you don't have any weapons or whatever, only using like home remedies to get this guy outside, if that makes sense.
So I'm the captor. I'm the captive.
Yeah, so he has her trapped in her house, middle of the woods.
Yeah.
And
I got to figure out how to get outside, how to escape.
Well, he can see you, right? So he's roaming the house. So you basically have to kill him.
Yeah.
He did have a crossbow as well.
I have a crossbow?
He did. The guy.
He had a crossbow.
Yeah, yeah,
he has a crossbow. So I got to escape. I got to maneuver out of a crossbow. Does he ever leave the cabin?
Oh, he's outside. He's just like roaming around. He's looking in windows.
Okay.
Yeah. And even if you're not blind or deaf, me and my boys talked about it for probably longer than the movie. We probably talked about it longer than the movie, but I have my answer for sure.
I mean, I guess I'd try to see if there's an alcohol or some sort of like fire supply in which you could like somehow build a distraction or some sort of fire combustible.
That's
weapon.
Exactly what I said. I would burn
That's
the
like
house
the old-
down.
Burn it down.
I said I'd burn the house down,
okay.
and either he'd come in and I'd take my chances, the smoke would alert someone, or you know what I mean. I'd go that route.
I didn't even think that far into it. I was thinking of like a Molotov cocktail to throw.
Well,
at
that was
somehow.
That was my thing as well. But then, I don't think I could do that.
No, I like that. Burn the house up. Burn
maybe,
the house up.
And don't smoke alarms. They alert the fire department, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they should. I mean, we are in the woods and very secluded, I'm sure. But yeah, he probably will come in to try and get he's you like, out of there, obviously.
Well, yeah. So he's so like the in the movie he like plays with her. So he's like not like he could kill her at any point, but he kind of like you know is doing all this stuff. Whatever.
That's what gets him off.
Yeah. Right. So yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Shout out to the last hypothetical. But so yeah.
Okay. So I think you answered pretty correctly. Yeah. I'd probably burn it up, and I don't even know if I try. I mean, blind and deaf. There's not much life in there for you. I don't know.
Oh, I'm on the record on my Twitter account saying Helen Keller's a fraud.
Yeah, there's no way. Like
she didn't write a book. She didn't. No way.
I mean, well, she couldn't write, right?
Well, I mean, like she. I don't think she composed the thoughts for a book. She couldn't hear or see. How do you teach someone English language? How do you teach someone their ABCs that can't hear or see?
Yeah. Can't do it. I don't know. Blind and deaf. There's not much. Yeah, I think I'm out. I like the fire though. I'm glad we went straight to fire.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I didn't have to reason with you too much. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, so we're right on the same page, and you know, hopefully we're on the same page here. We're heading into our last segment. We got our game picks. Game day picks here for the weekend. I'm 1-0. Goose chose to abstain from week one. I think he's coming week two. You want to go first for your game day?
So a little bit different than you, but kind of going off my in Premier Lacrosse League playoffs this weekend. So that's the only game I'm watching this weekend. I'm out on football. I'm in on Mic'd Up Sports. Premier Lacrosse League playoffs, NBC, check it out.
Big plug. Is there a certain game we should be watching?
I think there's two playoff games this weekend. So, I mean, both do.
We're already playoffs. Wait, so they mic up, like, regular games?
Oh, they mic them up, yeah.
Okay, I kind of like that. I might watch. If it's Saturday, I'll watch.
TLL, NBC, if you're looking for sponsorship ideas, man, The Real Backseat Drivers Podcast.
Hashtag ad. I love it.
Hashtag ad.
My game day pick is going to be, we're going to the NFL, 4 o'clock Eastern time, and we have the Andrew Luckless Colts taking on the Chargers at, I believe, way out West Coast. And I think I'm going to Chargers 6.5 spread favorites with no Andrew Luck. I don't see the Colts scoring more than 2 touchdowns. And that offense, you know, Melvin Gordon, I believe, has not shown himself at camp yet. He's gonna sit out. But they have this Andrew, I think it's like Lackhart or Eckhart, something like that. And he played fantastic last year. He can catch balls, kind of like a little Danny Woodhead. And, dude, they just got a powerhouse offense, I think, and a very decent defense. I think they're going to win, like, 30-plus, and the Colts will be under 20. Like, 6.5, if you can buy an alternate line for, like, 10-plus, buy it. I think it's going to be a slaughter. So that's my pick. And
hopefully go 2-0.
Yeah.
Hopefully keep the luck going.
Hopefully I can go 2-0. The only way you lose this week, I guess, if lacrosse just gets canceled, I guess. So that was a pretty safe one.
Yeah, I don't lose. I pick my spots pretty well.
Pick your spots, pick your battles.
And I guess to end on real quick plug, or I guess lack of, there's another Backseat Drivers podcast if you do a quick Google search, which we didn't realize until after we already had our handles or whatnot. And these guys are phonies. They're imposters and
frauds. They're
frauds. They're not backseat guys. Pulling up their information right now. So these guys, their Twitter's suspended because they impersonated us. I think that's what I've come to the conclusion. But so these guys, they're episodes. I mean, listen to this episode on August 22nd, hour 51. The next one, hour 33, hour 30, 2:40. 130, 106.
240? Wait, 240?
Get this, on November, I was looking this earlier, in November of last year, where's it at? November of last year, 3 hours.
Yeah, I
don't think. Who wants to sit in the back seat for 3 hours?
Yeah,
no one.
Nope. We need breaks. Okay, we're handing the snacks all day. No. All right, no chance. All right,
so
we're going 3 hours without a break.
So we're calling all these. If they're listening to this right now, reach out to us on the Twitter feed. We'd love to do a little pod battle. I don't know how you do that. A little content battle, something. Get it going. Show who's the real backseat guys. Who are the real trunk guys? Spoiler: you're the trunk. We're the backseat. Go to these guys' iTunes. Bad reviews. Bad stars. Just attack them. Attack.
Don't listen to him, though. Don't give him the analytics.
Yeah,
don't listen.
Give him the listens.
Don't listen.
No listens. Leave a review. Just bad reviews.
No listens. You can leave a review. actually, you're kind of convincing me. I'm going to conform. I might do it too.
Big conform, guys. You are.
Either way, guys, make sure you listen. We should be on iTunes and Spotify, hopefully by episode 3. That's our goal. Hit a little hiccups. We don't have video this week as well. I mean, we're in the muck. We're battling.
We're in the back seat. We're in the back seat. Hey, August is over. Yeah. School's back. Put the beach chairs away, baby. It's football season. Whatever. But here we are.
And that's where we're gonna leave you. And we'll see you next week in the back seat.
Sounded good.
That sounded
good.
Should we
redo your hypothetical? You kind of caught me off guard there. I'm not gonna lie. She's watching wrestling, creaming over tough guys, listening to rap metal, turntables.